The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with us once again. Jess, what's on the agenda this week?
Something that I am very excited for. I don't really believe in wishing my life away, but I'm counting down the milliseconds to October 9th because that is when the social reckoning is hitting the cinemas. People might remember The Social Network, which was a 2010 David Fincher film that told the origin story of Facebook. The soundtrack is phenomenal. The acting, the every element of it is just incredible. Whereas now we are obviously in 2026 and we're looking back at the early 2010s, which was a pivotal period in the Facebook story. It's very much centered around Frances Haugen, who was a whistleblower.
I remember.
She used to work at Facebook. She decided to leave, but before she left, she took hundreds of documents with her.
Didn't she address, was it Congress or was it a special tribunal?
She also addressed News Talk Breakfast.
She did.
She did.
We had her on, that's right.
She did.
She's an impressive woman.
Very impressive woman. So she, and for those who aren't familiar with her story, and the reason I want to talk about it is
she's like a whistleblower.
She's a whistleblower, but she's also, I think, one of the key moments that led to where we are. We spent months this year so far talking about social media addiction trials and all the rest. And a lot of this stems back to Frances Haugen and what she revealed when she blew the whistle.
I think when The Social Network came out, the prequel to this sequel, I think we viewed all of this slightly more benignly than we do now. I think we have a different, most of us, take on social media now than we did initially.
Yeah, when Social Network came out, it was kind of this like nerd's fairy tale. A boy was broken up by a girl. He was heartbroken. He brought his genius to the table, had a very wealthy friend who backed him to make this thing. He got very generous, very prolific investors on board, and they built a platform that by the end of the movie had reached 1 billion users around the world. Since that time, it has gone on and grown like to multiple billions of people being involved. But we've also seen things like Frances Haugen coming out. We have seen Cambridge Analytica. We've had massive turning points that shows the darker side to social media.
I would suggest that the whole Cambridge Analytica thing was another turning point where you went, oh my God, this is being harnessed by bad actors. Unbeknownst to us, our data is being harvested. We're all being manipulated. All of that stuff was a bit of a light bulb moment where we went, if there's no product, you're the product. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Never forget the day that story broke. I went into studio with Pat Kenny and I explained to him how just because I had his number in my phone, he's not on Facebook, he's never been on Facebook, but I was able to show him that because his number was in my phone, Facebook had his number because I had Facebook Messenger. So at the time, for you to have Facebook Messenger, you had to give
your contacts.
So it was all those bits and pieces of information, as well as the more serious allegations in terms of, political interference and so on. And so we went from that then to in 2021 when Frances Haugen made the allegations with the documents. And the key sort of the key juggernaut in all of this is she had internal Facebook research. And at the heart of her allegations was Facebook weren't ignorant to what was going on. It wasn't a student in Harvard going, oh, I built this thing. It's more successful than I thought. Documents showed that Facebook knew, for example, that Instagram had a negative impact on young girls when it came to issues like body dysmorphia and self-esteem. There was also research in relation to anxiety. There was also internal documents that showed that Meta placed an extremely high value in terms of keeping people on the platform, even though their own research showed that what kept people on the platform was content that elicited rage, anger or fear. So there was this doom cycle. Now, what's really interesting was that the information was there, but Mark Zuckerberg, obviously enough, came out in the aftermath and said, it doesn't make any sense. These are flatly wrong claims. There's no proof to it. Our business model is based on ads. Advertisers have said that they don't want their ads appearing next to negative or bad content. But obviously, in the years since, we have learned a lot more about what goes on and what has gone on, not just at Meta, but at other tech companies too. So although this is all about a film and I'm excited for the film, I'm actually thrilled that Frances Haugen is getting, and her story is getting the attention because she was a pivotal whistleblower And I think her testimony will stand the test of time in that bigger picture when it comes to the story of Meta.
Who plays Hagen?
So we have a young actress called Mikey Madison. People will know her. She's an incredibly prolific...
The best actress for Oscar.
Exactly.
A couple of years ago, yeah.
She's only 27, but in the trailer, she is utterly compelling. We also have Jeremy Strong.
Kendall from Succession.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Kira mentioned bad actors earlier on. We've got two good actors here. He's brilliant.
He really is.
Yeah.
He is phenomenal, and he has the voice down to a T and the mannerisms. And there's a fantastic scene in the trailer between Jeremy Strong and the comedian Bill Burr. And they're kind of trying to coach him to get him ready to testify and to speak publicly. And it's just absolutely thrilling. Now, obviously, we know this has been written, produced and directed by Aaron Sorkin. So there's a lot of drama here, but it is thought that it is working closely with
the
story.
Do we know how Mark Zuckerberg feels about this? Has he said anything?
No. And what's interesting is he... And there's a few different aspects to this. So at the beginning of the Facebook story, people would say that Mark Zuckerberg wasn't interested in the attention and the public perception of him at all. He wasn't extremely enthused when The Social Network came out. He's very rarely, if ever, that I'm trying to think of now, acknowledged it. But even the way he dressed, he just wanted to be the functional person, the creative genius, the technical genius, and off he went. But what was really interesting is Aaron Sorkin recently did an interview in which he said he tried to get Jesse Eisenberg, who played Zuckerberg in the first film, to reappear in this one. And Eisenberg said no, because he still to this day finds it tough that people come up to him and make the association with Zuckerberg.
Wow.
He said that people will hand over a business card similar to the business card that was handed over in the film, that they essentially take out some of their frustrations and feelings.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's bananas.
People are mad, aren't
but
they?
It is that negative association. When people think of Jesse Eisenberg, in the most instances we do think of Zuckerberg.
In fairness to him, he played him so well.
He was the bulb off him, absolutely. Yeah. And he was phenomenal. But I do think you should definitely watch the trailer, because Jeremy Strong is fantastic. And as you said, Mikey Madison playing the role of Frances Haugen. It is an all-star lineup, but the star of this will absolutely be the story.
Oh yeah. Remind us again the release date.
So it's not until October 9th. So that's plenty of time.
Jess is wishing her summer away to October 9th.
I'm literally buzzing for it.
Trailer looking good. Before you go, tech tip.
Tech tip this week. So we know that there's been a bit of talk about the scrappage scheme for people looking to ditch the petrol and diesel in favour of an EV. There's a new platform you can go to, boi.nevo.ie. You can put in the car that you're after, what type of journeys you do. Say, for example, if you are living in Dublin but you have relatives in Mayo and you do that journey quite a bit, you can do a journey planner to try and identify what range you would need and so on. So if you're thinking of making the move to EV, that is a platform to go.
Oh, that's a clever top tip. All right.
Tech rec, 5 years. Is it only 5 years of Wordle?
5 years of Wordle. Wordle is my daily companion.
Does
I
it,
love
you still
it deeply.
Do it?
Yeah. Ian Dempsey upstairs does it as well. He says that he does it first thing in the morning. It gets his brain going.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of Wordle.
What do you keep? What word do you put in first? What's your first?
So it depends. I don't have a consistent word of the day. I never go with just the same thing every single time.
I can't remember what it was. When I played it, I always went with the same five letters.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was, there was loads of vowels in it. I can't remember what it was. It was a good
starter one.
Yeah.
I was like you when I played it. I don't play it anymore. I would like do beach, or I would do fugue, or I would do, I would put in ones that were, I didn't have a set one.
No,
either.
I don't do a set one. But it's just incredible that it's 5 years
Have you ever got it in one?
No. The best I've done is two.
Some people have gotten it in one.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are in WhatsApp groups who send like screenshots every day of how they do it and all the rest. And Spelling Bee. And the reason I'm mentioning it is, so if you've not tried it, you should absolutely try it. But what Wordle did, this was something that somebody invented during the pandemic. Then New York Times saw that it went viral. They brought it into the family of New York Times. And it's now a reason why people like myself pay for the New York Times is to get the games. There's Spelling Bee, there's Sudoku, there's the quiz, the crosswords, there's loads there.
Connections is good. That's the same family.
It's very good.
I like Connections. But you can do it without subscribe.
You can do, yes. Yeah. But I like to, sometimes if I'm just bored or whatever, I like going back through the archive and doing the old Wordles and the old crosswords.
Well, if you like that kind of thing, my tech rec for you is, have you tried MapTap?
No.
It's basically the globe, and then they ask you to tap on the map where is somewhere.
Two of you guys need to get out.
More. Somewhere in Bolivia really or whatever, you know what? And you have to try and get as close as you can.
Well, okay, we're going for a drink. Come on.
Let's go.
You need to get out and socialise, both of you.
Nerds unite. Thank you for that, Jess.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.